Hi, welcome to the second episode of the Land of Olives podcast. The Land of Olives is a podcast that delves into the issues of Palestine and Israel. In the Land of Olives, our aim is to delve into the complex realities of Palestine and Israel by examining the historical context through a scientific lens. We try to present these issues objectively, employing the language and methodologies of researchers in this field. While our intention is to maintain an unbiased narrative, we acknowledge that occasionally, the perspective presented may inadvertently lean towards one side or another, either from the viewpoint of the audience or due to the researcher's own biases. In such instances, we entrust the discerning judgment to our informed audience. All right, let's proceed to the second episode of The Land of Olives. In this episode, we again joined by Mr. Sultan Shahi, and we'll continue to have Mr. Sultan Shahi with us in the upcoming episodes. He's the author of the book Antisemitism, and he is going to shed light on the causes and roots of antisemitism. We all is Mr. Sultan Shahi. In the name of God, hello everyone. Before we begin, I would like to touch on the previous episode in which we talked about my background and the reason I got into the field of antisemitism, which has been a major preoccupation for me over the past 30 years. In this episode, I would like to start by explaining the etymology of the word antisemitism. Those who caused such a word to become widely known in Germany were a group of individuals with racial ideologies. They aimed to denigrate the Jewish race by enumerating and highlighting certain races, including the German race, in order to portray the Jewish race in a negative light. Various racial theories were also proposed in this context. In the first instance, we ought to figure out the factors that led to the coining of such term in such period of time. In general, there are believed to be three main reasons for the hatred against the Jewish people. The first one would be the crucifixion of Jesus. Many of us are aware of the fact that it was the Jewish people who disclosed the location where Jesus was hiding to the Roman authorities when they were in Palestine, and he was eventually captured and crucified by them. The second reason is usury. Usury is quite widespread in Europe, and the Jews are the main cause of it. Apart from these two reasons, which I will discuss in detail later on, the third reason is said to be the crisis of assimilation. It means that the Jewish people have not been mixed with any other race whatsoever. It's crucial to emphasize that they considered themselves the master race and were unwilling to intermingle with any other race. They avoided mingling with other nations or marrying them at all costs, isolating themselves and these sort of things. However, nowadays, the strict adherence to this rule is no longer prevalent in some European countries. I should note in parentheses that Zionists are extremely concerned about the declining adherence of Jewish people to this rule. In other words, Western societies have integrated Jewish people and the Jewish youth into themselves, and the majority of Jewish youth no longer believe that they are the master race. They marry individuals from other races and nations. Menashe Amir, a Persian broadcaster on Israel Radio International, who is living in Israel now, addresses this issue as a great threat to Jewish society. He maintains that Jewish youth socializing and mingling with non-Jews is a threat greater than that posed by Hamas, Hezbollah, or even Iran's nuclear capabilities. He considers it even worse than the Holocaust, which is believed to be the systematic massacre of Jewish people in World War II. After this brief introduction to terminology, let's delve into the individuals who opposed Judaism's belief in racial superiority. During a period in Germany, some Germans sought to promote the German or Aryan race as the superior race. Later, under the Nazi regime, this ideology took on a form of chauvinism and racism, presenting Jews and others and other peoples deemed inferior as a lowly race to German society and the world community. Figures such as Gobineau, Stuart Chamberlain, Lagarde and Wagner aimed to elevate the German race while denigrating Jews, blacks and other ethnicities as inferior. In addition to them, there are figures like Nietzsche, Karl Luger, Dostoevsky, Roy Bond, Hannah Arendt, and Roger Grotty, François Dupont, Jules Isaac, Pauline Kranz, Polyakov, Will Durant, Abdul-Wahab al-Masiri, and Bernard Lazare, who addressed anti-Semitism and delve into its reasons and roots. One of those who's been active in this field is Yvonne, a famous Israeli theorist who wrote the book My People, the Story of the Jews. Yvonne introduces two reasons as the origins of anti-Semitism. The first, or the main reason, is blood for the Passover Matzah, and the second reason is the protocols of the Elders of Zion. Listeners should remember these two terms, because we will definitely refer back to them. Bernard Lazare also discusses the Dreyfus affair in his renowned book Antisemitism, Its History and Causes. He then delves into various aspects of the subject, providing examples such as Christian antisemitism, economic antisemitism, and racial antisemitism. Additionally, he categorizes non-Jewish hostility towards Jews into religious, social, racial, national, ideological, and ethical dimensions. In his book Racism, François Dupont discusses the European origins of antisemitism in four chapters. The first chapter notes the story of the crucifixion of Jesus, attributed to the betrayal by the Jews. The second chapter deals with the prohibition of Christian women from marrying Jewish men, or vice versa, due to fear of spiritual conflicts against Christianity. The third chapter involves the tradition of Jews celebrating a Jewish feast on Easter Sunday during the Jewish uprising. And lastly, the fourth chapter examines the murder accusation in a religious ritual likely associated with blood for Passover Matzah, or the sacred bread. Abdul-Wahab al-Masiri is a prominent Egyptian researcher who addresses the anti-Semitism and lists various causes explaining that Jewish people are involved in businesses that often generate animosity towards the community from other groups. These businesses include alcohol trade, prostitution, advertising, slave trade, pleasure and entertainment industries, and music, dance, circus entertainment, and bar hospitality, drug trade, translation, espionage, and medicine. In specific cases, financial fraud or smuggling may also be involved. Many other researchers also discuss this issue in different ways. There are also a few cases that emphasize the use of blood for the Passover Matzah. And since this topic is talked about frequently, I mentioned briefly here, and we will delve into further detail in the upcoming episodes. The blood for Passover Matzah refers to a story in Jewish tradition where during the Pesach holiday, Jews allegedly sacrificed a non-Jewish young boy in a ritual, draining his blood while he is still alive and using it in unleavened bread or matzah. And this narrative has been mentioned multiple times in the history of antisemitism. Additionally, by mentioning the protocols of the Elders of Zion, Yvonne refers to a fabricated text describing a Jewish plan for global domination, which has fueled antisemitism in many countries. In this episode, we will discuss the etymology and background of the term antisemitism briefly, and we will delve into the main content of the book in detail in the next episodes. I believe it is necessary to explain that considering all the definitions and opinions of researchers about the causes and roots of antisemitism, the causes can be divided into three categories: ideological, behavioral and political reasons with economic considerations. In fact, our discussion framework from now on in the next episode will revolve around these three reasons. Afterwards, we will discuss the Holocaust, considering it as the most recent catalyst for political and economic discussions. Thank you for tuning into the second episode of The Land of Olives. Your feedback is invaluable to us, so please share your thoughts, critiques, and suggestions in the comment section. Remember, you can join The Land of Olives podcast on all major podcast platforms.